Good morning, 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Amy Dollar. I forgot that Candy is in Branson, right?
Yes, she's not like hanging out.
No,
either.
She's actually working. She can't really have time to. We were saying like, oh yeah, you should get these tickets for these shows, and she's like, I'm not gonna have time. It's a workcation there. It's a conference, so.
I know you always kind of when you see conferences they invite you to, and they're in like really cool places. You're like, man, I wonder if the board's gonna think I just want to go hang out. But I think they try to have conferences in cool places that you will actually show up.
And see, the best conference is built in time for you at least to explore a little bit of stuff.
Yes, it does. So there is lots happening. We had business over breakfast this morning. We had several speakers that were really, really pretty good. We had it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so I got
your ribbon.
Got my green green ribbon. Four County Mental Health came and spoke, and you know, mental health will drive you mad, so they have all kinds of resources to help you with that.
Sure.
And so you can contact them, and so this is a month to remind you that everyone does have mental health problems, and we should always be kind to each other.
Absolutely.
And that lady didn't say that. I'm just paraphrasing.
It's a big, you know, that's a big component of, you know, health that people overlook. And so, yeah, that's
it is. And so we had her speak. We had Pumpin' Pete's. So we have Pumpin' Pete's coming, you know, on the corner up there on 11th and Walnut. And Kevin.
Do you have any updates so far?
I do have an update I thought was pretty cool. So, they will be building there, and Kevin Cole came and spoke today, and he's a representative of them, and he was talking, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of Pumpin' Pete's will have like a Simple Simons or a Subway in them. We already have those things. So, you know, as a person that, you know, a small town person like us, we always worry, you know, one, we want variety, and two, we don't want one to like, you know, maybe affect the other.
Yeah.
And when he talked today, he said that Pete's Corporation realizes, hey, we do already have those things, so they're modifying their restaurant, their food that they'll have, so it will not be a duplication of another business we already have. I thought that was ultra-docious of them. That was just very cool.
That is great. So we don't know what it is yet.
I'm
or
not
do we?
Really sure okay. what he said on that. I just heard it was not going to be something we already had, and we were all three looking at each other at the office, at, you know, the office ladies, and we're like, "That's awesome. That's really nice."
Because so, I know they had said in the past, "Hey, it will be a Simple Simon." So that's good that they are aware of that, and you know, willing to be have some flexibility, because that's exciting, because it's almost kind of like a two or a three for one if we get some different stuff.
Yes, it will be. That's what I was thinking. One, as someone who, you know, we rely on our small business or our businesses in general to be in a community. And then as a consumer, just having more variety in our area.
Yeah.
So that will be very nice.
Did they give any updates on the timeline of maybe when they think that might be ready or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sure.
I need to really work on my listening skills sometimes, but don't think he mentioned dates, 'cause I do notice that.
Yeah.
And then the Southeast Center Kansas on Aging, she was not a speaker, but we had a few announcements, and I really wanted to make sure we talked about this.
Yes.
They have a center now over on Union Street, and they're have a program that's going to be available or is available. It's like a Meals on Wheels, but they called it 60 plus meals. So like if you're 60 or over, I definitely encourage you to call the Southeast Kansas Center on Aging. Southeast Kansas Center on Aging. Make sure I say it right. You may end up calling a Chanute office or the Coffeyville office, but either way, they will be able to help you with that. I thought that was a very interesting program that I'm definitely going to be telling my dad about it. So I thought that we should try to get the word out there, and then I'm sure they'll get you more information as they, you know, as it comes out. Chuck McFate talked about the, it is the 100th anniversary of Cedar Bluff Camp. So that they're going to be having some events and different things out there. So they'll have bingo night May 11th. So definitely be looking into that if you want to play bingo.
Yeah, I think so not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Yes.
And I think those usually start at 6 or 6:30.
I think 6.
Something like 6 o'clock. Yeah, I think you're right.
But we share it on the Chamber Facebook page, and they'll have more information on that too. And I think they always come and share it with you guys as well. Chuck McFate's a pretty good marketer. He makes sure he gets the events out. Let me check what Carmen sent me, and I will see what else I'm missing on talking about. Okay, what's happening in Coffeyville? So May 2nd is the CCC Percussion Masterclass. May 2nd, there's also a caregiver support meeting. There's a lot of May 2nd, and then there is a Montgomery County Community Baby Shower.
That was all yesterday, but
yesterday.
I know. It's May is moving fast.
I know. You're good. So sorry. Okay, here we go. I should have looked at you on that one. No. Okay, today is May 3rd. Business over breakfast just happened. Congressman LaTurner is going to be visiting today.
So I think we had him here yesterday. I think maybe that was a change since that came out. But yeah, we had LaTurner here yesterday. I know he had a busy schedule in at Terabith when he was here.
I'm going to stop looking at what she sent me then.
I think you're getting later, but
I know we got here. Okay, May 4th, track regionals. I know they're happening.
That sounds right.
And I know they'll still be happening on Saturday too. So go and I know they were looking for volunteers. If you like track meets, my mom, most favorite thing in the world is track meets.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking to volunteer, spend a nice day out in the sun, help out Coffeyville Community College, contact Jana Kassler.
Great.
She'll hook you up. And then May 5th is a CCC choir concert. And May 6th, this is my favorite, Bourbon at the Browns.
Yeah.
If you are on the fence about getting tickets, they are still available. And I'll tell you about the event so you'll know about it briefly. It will be a presentation from Gunner's Bourbon Distillery. We'll have the presentation and the tasting, and then we will have cocktails made with the bourbon that are paired with it to try. There will be, to try and sample, hang out and visit. There will be charcuterie by Carly Cunningham. There will be custom-made chocolates by Natural Food Center, the indulgent side of Natural Food Center. And we'll have live music from Martin Metzger and Carlos. They'll do like Martin and the Dead Guys, but it'll just be the two of them with the guitar, upright bass, some cool blues music. And it'll be a fun night. It is a fundraiser. It's $50 a ticket. You can get it online or you can get them at the chamber. We will be available at the door, but we would love to know you're coming beforehand. And that's about it. It will be fun. It will be a good night. It is a great fundraiser. Support the mansion. It's our 50th anniversary of the Coffeyville Historical Society owning the mansion and having it open as a historic attraction to Coffeyville. And as the tourism director sitting in for the chamber director, we do the Brown Mansion does bring a lot of people in every year and does do a lot to help with our our guest tax and just attract be a major attraction in Coffeyville.
Absolutely. And I know we're also planning on having the cleanup here this weekend for the area around Feaster Park and that sort of thing. So I don't know if I know that has been rescheduled a little bit.
Yeah. I don't remember everything about that, but I know it is. I heard it on the radio a little bit yesterday. And I know that she came in and got maps made. So there, I know that it is in function and going to be a good, helping clean up any area you're in is good.
Sure.
But we really should just pick up trash every day when we see it outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like we should do that. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else on here that was mentioned or I may have forgotten. As this is all old stuff, I think now.
No worries.
I think that might be about it. So I think, all right, go ahead.
I do want to ask you since you're here. Did you get to meet our visitors from Australia yesterday?
I did not.
So they came in here yesterday afternoon. They're parked right next to me in the RV park because they have a little truck camper. But they came from Australia and to the States. They drove 3 days to see the Dalton stuff.
Cool.
Which is really, really cool. So they went and saw, the museum and the bank and everything yesterday and the grave sites and all that stuff.
Well, if they came into the bank, they might have came in while I was at lunch.
Okay, yeah.
So that I will definitely be checking because I always like to get them to sign in and get them to put a pin in the map. So if they're still there, if they haven't come to see the bank, make sure they come and see it. So
yeah, no, I think they stopped by and I'm sure they probably update the map.
They don't always tell me when they're not always like, hey, we had like 10 visitors while you were gone or anything. So it's we love our visitors that come in and come and see the bank. It's very important, but that is very cool. I know that this year we have already had people from all over the world, so that is awesome to have some Australian people here as well.
And these people are their world travelers. They actually lead tour groups. I mean, they've been throughout Africa and China. I mean, like they have got a whole map on the side of their truck with they've outlined everywhere that they've been.
I saw that yesterday. Yep. So they were leaving as I was pulling up. So yep. That
was them.
That must, dang it. I hate when I miss people.
I know, right? They're really cool.
I did see that yesterday. So well, welcome to Coffeyville while you're here. I'm sure you already told them to listen to the radio, right?
I did. So it's really cool. So that's just another reminder that we have people who come from absolutely all over and they know about Coffeyville. So that's, you know, people internationally,
they do.
It's known. They went out of their way to come here. So we always, a lot of times we have visitors, we don't even know that they're from down under. I mean, good grief.
It is awesome. We get a lot of people from Canada.
Sure.
I mean, we've probably had 30 people from Canada this year, maybe more. So we are, everybody, this man from Coffeyville, Bill Lay, he always said, we're known all over the world. We're known for two things, Red Raven Sports and the Daltons.
Yep.
So I do believe that was a real statement because people do know us for and want to come here. I visited with a man yesterday and he wanted to come here his whole life and he got to.
So. Well, and there's so many other Dalton things to check out too that we can kind of cross promote and we've talked about that. But I know in Western Kansas, there's the Dalton Gang Hideout. Yes. I can't remember what town that's in.
Mead.
It's in Mead. Yeah. Okay.
Their sister lived there.
Okay.
But she died. She ended up moving from there, and I think she lived down by Norman.
Okay.
So, but she lived there, so they would go to visit their sister and brother-in-law, and they had that underground tunnel. I have myself have not ever been there.
I've seen the signs when you drive through Mead, and they've got the arrow. And then the other thing is, I have been to Merrimack Caverns, where they have the little Dalton Gang hideout that was also in that cave.
Oh yeah.
So
there's a lot of like in Oklahoma, they have the Robbers Cave, and they say that all, like Jesse James or Bell Star or different people hid out. So I think outlaws are probably like anybody else, they hide out in caves there is a lot. I always just point out, you know, there's a lot about the Daltons that I just never even thought of, you know, just like Kingfisher, you know, being so full of all the Daltons being buried there and Emmett Dalton and everything else, and grew up right by there and never had a clue. So there's, you have to seek information if you want it. But when you love a history thing and you want to learn about it, it is so easy. And we have so many resources now to be able to learn about different history, and it's a lot of fun. So I know I did not mean to turn Candy's Chamber show into tourism show.
All right. But, well, hey, we're going to, if you like this sort of discussion, we're going to have you on again here on the 15th. So in a couple Mondays,
yes.
And we'll be talking some tourism, some history, that sort of thing.
We will. That's my favorite thing to talk about. So if you do come by the chamber and want to talk some history, we can definitely, not this week, I'm really busy getting ready for this event, but we could definitely have some time to talk about some history and do some Coffeyville research, because I love that more than anything. So.
Absolutely. Well, if people have questions, they would need anything from the chamber, whether they want to get signed up for bourbon at the Browns, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 620-251-2550. And we will be very happy to sell you tickets, give you more information, and tell you about anything else we have going on. So call us and come to Bourbon at the Browns. It will be lots of fun.
That's a really cool event.
It will be a cool event. It will be a unique experience. A lot of people have worked really, really hard for this, and we're really excited to have this presentation and have people that are willing to want to come from Sedan to come and do this, and you know, they've never been here before. They don't have that personal love like we do, so our love, I think, is they, other people, you know, feel it and see it, and then they want to come here too. So it will be a very fun event. Don't miss out. You'll wish you wouldn't have.
All right. Yeah,
but we do have a date for the murder mystery dinner.
Okay,
so we're looking at July 28th. It's a Friday at 6:30 p.m. It will be murder mystery dinner, dessert, drinks, mayhem. Not too much mayhem. We'll be in the mansion, but it will be a lot of fun. It's going to be like a 1920s mansion themed murder mystery. Oh. But you want to get your tickets early, and this is why. We will be sending out, once you buy your ticket, we will randomly draw out of a bowl your character, and we will send you, well, we'll make sure you have a female to male, you know, we don't want to have to come up with anything weird, but we'll send you your character so that you can, if you're the mogul or the jazz girl or whatever, you can kind of dress for your part, but you'll know beforehand. You'll also know, I think, if you're the killer or the killed, but you will, that will kind of help when we come to the event that evening. You'll kind of know you are, and know you're the butler or the librarian, and we will kind of be in the library area, so it will be a lot of fun, and I think it will be an immersive, exciting experience. And when you're dressed 1920s and you're in the old mansion, and I think it will be definitely a fun experience.
That's so really cool. And finally, I know we had our last trivia night, and now you wish you were on the air fryers, because, you know, got second place.
Well, I didn't get to play. So my team, all my team but Nick, had other things they had to do, and they couldn't come.
Yep.
And
so you were a disappointed observer there for part.
Well,
of it.
I had to go do the spotlight thing,
yep,
and drop that off. And I was so mad because I
saw you there briefly.
Yeah. I was there briefly, mm-hmm, but Nick and I couldn't be a team of two, because that would be pretty much us looking at each other going, I don't know. You know, some of the answers we could do. But then we had our teenage daughter with us, and we, you know, it was kind of a, you know, we are it was more of an adult type setting.
Yeah.
And we didn't want, you know, if there wasn't a lot of, you know, not that it, I just, it wasn't the right setting for her, and she's not much into trivia. So I was so mad because I was fourth place every time. Our team was fourth place every time, and I was going to redeem myself. I studied Women Who Kill like for a month, and I was ready for that category, and I was going to nail it. And so it didn't, it did not go the way I wanted it to, but next fall or this fall, yes, yeah. I will be ready, and I will not be fourth place anymore.
And we had Steph, our secret weapon. I mean, I think she answered roughly 70% of our questions. I mean, she was amazing. So,
oh, nice. I didn't get to see Stephanie there. Yeah. She must have got there after I rolled out. But yeah,
it was good. It was a fun time. So
that does sound like a lot of fun.
Thanks to everyone for putting that on, because I know it's some effort. So it's
Was. I know Chris. I tried when we got there. I was like, Charlie Crane was there with Chris. And I was like, hey, you want to be on my? Want to be on the trivia team? And he's like, I can't play. I was with Chris when she made the questions.
Yeah,
it's like, what a bummer. But yeah, Chris. Big shout out to Chris Crane and all the other ambassadors, Haley and Keisha, and Martha Bond and all the other ones. I don't remember your names that helped with that, because I know they did. You know, it was a lot of work putting the questions together and getting the event going. And so thank you guys all, because I loved playing and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it here this fall. So, all right, Amy, thank you so much for coming by and letting us know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll chat again here real soon.
Yes, we will. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. And Open Line coming right back to you here in a moment on the Mighty 690 KGGF.